We have a guest with us today who is dedicated to helping young people and has been doing it for years. You've helped thousands.
40,000.
40,000 by now, right? Through Create Now. And you're the founder and executive director of Create Now. You work with kids from 2 to 21, right?
Yes.
You work with kids from group homes, shelters, detention centers, rehab facilities, foster homes. How do you work with the kids? Where are they coming from?
So, Tina, people don't realize that there are approximately 35,000 children in foster care in Los Angeles and around 67,000 homeless children in LAUSD schools and around another 10,000 unaccompanied youth who have run away from all around the world and come to LA. And these kids are in desperate need, and they're protected. They're hidden from the public eye. If they're in a shelter or a group home, they don't put up a neon sign saying domestic violence victims live here or foster children who are being protected from their families live here. So we work with these agencies to get these kids the therapeutic value of the arts, the therapeutic programs that can help them to heal and to find themselves through creativity.
You've also hit a special anniversary this year.
We just celebrated in October our 20th year. We operate in three ways. We have about 160 partner agencies, such as homeless shelters, domestic violence shelters, foster group homes, rehab centers, and Title I schools where the kids are not getting any arts education. So we operate in three ways. The first is volunteers. We match volunteers in their own neighborhood with the types of kids they want to mentor and teach. So based on their age, their gender, their challenges, location, etc. And then we provide the volunteers with materials, equipment, orientation and training, and we culminate all of the programs with parties for the kids, gift bags, and special certificates so they have lasting memories. And that way, if a volunteer wants to just do a one-time program, we can make that happen. If you want to do a program once a month for 2 months, we can make that happen. We base it on your goals. And we also operate in schools. These programs are longer term. They range from 12 to 16 weeks. We're able to measure the impact of the programs. And we work in poor communities where the kids are getting zero arts education.
Right.
So these programs, such as our Music Steady Beat program, they've found that if a child is taught at a very young age, even preschool, how to keep a steady beat, it does something with their brains that it accelerates their reading and language fluency. And we've reached hundreds of kids through this program called Ready to Learn and Musically Speaking. And they have found that these kids are learning to speak English. They're doing better. They're speaking out. There are just so many amazing results from these programs. And we do other workshops similar to that in art and other things. And then the third way Create Now operates is what we call CAP, Community Arts Projects. And that's to cap violence in disadvantaged communities before it starts. So these are funded programs. For instance, a few years ago, the Department of Children and Family Services gave us funding to provide programs for the summer for all children on the West Side. And so we were able to implement singing, dance, theater, comedy workshops all summer. And then we culminated it at the West Side Pavilion Mall in West LA with a talent show for any kid that wanted to participate. And we had 18 kids or groups of kids participating. That these are kids that should have been on American Idol or The Voice. And so we do Power of the Arts parties or Power of the Arts festivals where we'll come in, a company might sponsor it or an individual, and we'll provide a talent show for any kid or child or youth in the community that wants to participate in an open mic. We have arts and crafts activities. We have characters from Moana or Spider-Man, and they get to do all kinds of fun stuff, face painting, balloon twisting, and it encourages them to pursue the arts and to find themselves through creative expression.
Right, and you bring your own arts experience to all of this because you started out working in movies. You worked in Menace to Society. That's one of them. Your background is in coming to LA and being part of it, being part of the Hollywood scene in movies.
Yeah, it was very exciting. I spent around 20 years working on movies all over the world, Russia, Argentina, Hungary, everywhere, with big movie stars like Sean Connery and Gregory Peck and Julia Roberts, and making a lot of money and having a wonderful time. But then two movies really woke me up. And one you mentioned, Menace to Society. I worked on that around 25 years ago, and it raised awareness for me about Black Lives Matter, which is what we're now finally discovering is happening all around the country. And then I worked on another movie called My Family, Mi Familia, and we were shooting in East LA. It was about like a Tuesday night at 3 in the morning, and there was an 8-year-old boy and his 11-year-old brother hanging out with the film crew. And I was shocked. I said, "Where are your parents?" And he said, well, the 8-year-old said, "I don't know where my mother is. And my father, he don't give a bleep." And I discovered that while LA is one of the most wealthy, glamorous cities, we have one of the highest poverty rates in the nation. We have more foster children and homeless children than anywhere else in the country. We have more youth locked up than anywhere else in the world. So LA is the best and the worst. And I taught, I'm also a screenwriter. I've had some scripts produced. And I taught a screenwriting workshop to two groups of incarcerated youth. And it was their story, their characters. I helped them to create it. And at the end of these two programs, these kids learned how to read and write. Many of them wanted to go back to school and apply to college. And I had one tough gang leader who had tattoos removed from his neck and his hand. So I shared my experiences with another writer. And she called me the next week and she said, "My professor Leslie Stevens at the AFI wants to give you $5,000 to start a nonprofit." I didn't even know what a nonprofit was, but that was 20 years ago, and I've been doing it ever since.
Happy 20th, too.
Thank you.
Yes, it's 20 years now, so congratulations.
Thank you.
So you were a screenwriter, and you worked on those films, and then the one experience in particular, you know, you realized that there was something in you that made you want to create something and help kids, which is now what you completely dedicate your life to. And I wanted to mention that you worked on the movies also because one of the new programs that you have coming that works with kids who are aging out is an opportunity for them to have hands-on learning or hear people experienced in maybe the film business and the audio recording business. They're going to learn from them and then maybe even work in the field. And so can you tell us about this new program that you have, the programs coming up for the kids who are a little bit older?
Yes. So we realized that an average foster youth has 10 to 20 placements before they turn 18. So imagine what it's like to have 10 different families, homes, shelters, detention, whatever. And then you turn 18 and the government kicks you out and says, "Good luck, you're on your own."
Yeah.
So 50% of these kids within 1 year will end up homeless, in jail, or dead. And there's very few resources for these kids. And so we're partnering with some of our agencies that serve this population. And we're partnering with a couple of companies. One is called Final Cut. And they are one of the top editing houses in the world. And they're going to pick around 10 of these youth. And they're going to train them over 6 weeks this summer and give them concrete techniques to become an editor. And then they're going to select one of the youth to get a paid internship with them.
Wow. Final Cut, they've worked on major projects, right?
They did the trailer for Moonlight.
Yeah.
They've done a million commercials and trailers. Another company that we're working with for music recording is Audio Machine. And they're the music version of Final Cut. They are one of the top music production houses that do the soundtracks for top commercials and trailers, etc. They have funded us for a 5-month music production program. And we're going to pick about 10 or 12 of these youth. They're going to come every week for 5 months. They're going to learn how to create beats, how to create their own songs. They're going to learn techniques that will get them jobs and internships. We're going to, this Audio Machine has also donated 3 top-of-the-line computers packed with software so the kids can come by during the week and practice. And then they're going to also help them to get jobs and internships. And we will be doing that as well. And then we're working with a group called Medium Mavericks that's going to be doing a video production program for 8 weeks starting mid-July with the same type of population from 2 of our partner agencies. And then we're going to help some of them to get internships through another organization. So our phase two is to not just introduce the kids to the arts, but to also get them out. So we have 8 programs: music, writing, visual arts, performing arts, digital media, fashion design. We're starting our culinary arts program, and we have a program called Cultural Journeys, which is where we get most of our numbers from. Every year, we bring thousands of these kids to concerts and plays at Disney Hall, Hollywood Bowl, the Amundsen Theater, the Broad Theater, Cirque du Soleil. we're exposing them. And many of these youth are traumatized, and they're afraid to leave their shelters or group homes. Mm-hmm. But when they're encouraged to go out and experience these cultural events, they realize that there are jobs and opportunities and a lot of fun things to do in L.A. So that's a very popular program.
Does that include the culinary arts?
No, culinary arts is separate. Okay. Culinary arts is a new program that we'll be piloting this summer, where they'll be working and learning all of the different techniques about buying produce and nutrition and then preparing food. And we've already got offers from some top restaurants to give them internships and jobs.
Can you name them?
Well, the Hyatt Regency at LAX has offered some of them internships. And there are some restaurants, one in Long Beach and another one perhaps in Beverly Hills. And in addition, they're learning how to do commissary food so that the organization that we'll be collaborating with is going to help them to get jobs in that area.
Right. So actual jobs. This is life-changing for some of them. This could be their future, and at the very least, they're exposed to it and go on from there.
This happened a few years ago. We had one of the contestants from Project Runway named Vincent Libretti, and he was going to LA Trade Tech, and he wanted to get some foster youth to help him to develop a brand, the logo and all the other stuff. So we brought him a group of kids, and one of the girls, we're talking about 4 years later, is still working with him and is now a professional in the fashion industry.
Do you still talk to her? And do you
we're
going
to reach out and get her to come back to be a mentor and to help and start parading her around a little more.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite stories, and I've shared this before, is with Tasha, who grew up in the Crenshaw District from a dysfunctional and abusive family. And between the ages of 12 and 14, she kept running away from home. She was in 9 different detention facilities during that time. And she took a TV writing workshop with one of the mentors that volunteered who had worked on Married with Children and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So she bonded with this mentor. And when she went back home, she bonded with me as well. And we continued to help her. And she ended up getting a scholarship from Warner Brothers, graduated from USC Film School. She performed stand-up comedy all around the country. She produced and directed a feature documentary telling people how to break into stand-up. She's published 3 books, written a number of scripts, and she got a real estate license. And she said, I wouldn't even be here without Create Now. Okay. So how many other Tashas are out there? How many other kids that we don't even know about that have these skills and talents and dreams?
It's really incredible what you've been able to do for 40,000 kids to help them at Create Now. And people could help you, or corporate sponsors could get involved. They should get a hold of you, right, if they would like to?
Yes. My phone number is 213-747-2777. And our website is createnow.org. And if you go there, you can find my contact information and more details about what we're doing. We would be delighted to talk with any corporate sponsors and donors and volunteers. We need all the help we can get.
You have Final Cut involved, and there are many organizations in Los Angeles in this area that could offer help, that have great opportunities that could help Create Now. So thank you, Jill. It sounds like an exciting summer.
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah.
It is very exciting. We're really delighted, and I appreciate the opportunity to share our work.
Create Now. Come on, Hollywood. You got the resources.